आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्त सिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो आफ्टर डिस्कशन ऑफ जीवन मुक्त, what happens to the body of that jivan mukta, videh mukti? Videh mukti, Shankaracharya is discussing from verse number 555 to 575. In 555, Shankaracharya says, jivat eva sada mukta. While living, he is mukta. While living, he is mukta. While living, he is mukta means what? He has become Brahman. Kritartha Brahmavittama, and he is the knower of Brahman. Brahmavittama Kritartha, whatever is to be done in this life is done. The purpose of this life is to attain that goal. What goal? That I am Brahman, to know this. He has attained this. Brahmavittama Kritartha, such person while living is also mukta. What happened to when the upadhi is destroyed? Upadhi nasat. When the upadhi, gross body, subtle body, causal body. Remember, causal body is removed. Agyan is removed the moment he becomes jnani. Now two things remained: gross body and the subtle body. What happened to this gross body and subtle body? Upadhi nas, Brahmaiva san, while living he was Brahman. While living he was Brahman. Brahma api eti nirdvayam. When this gross body drops, he attains that non-dual Brahman. Advayam Brahman. While living he was Brahman. After that, still he is Brahman. Why? Because causal body is not there. Causal body is destroyed at the time of knowledge. And all, we know Karan Sarir is the Karan for Sthula Sarir and Sushma Sarir. But now Karan Sarir is not there. If causal body is not there, if Vasana is not there, if Agyan is not there, how there can be gross body and subtle body? Then a question may come. So how after becoming Brahman, while living, he was still living? Because he has to experience his prarabdha. When the prarabdha ends, body drops, subtle body also disintegrates. Then he gives a beautiful example. Sailuso. Sailuso means an actor. An actor wearing a dress of a king. Or without the dress of king. What he is? He is a man. Whether he is wearing a beggar's dress or whether he is wearing a king's dress. What is he? He is only a man. Same way, tathaiva brahma vit sreshta sada brahmaiva na apara. Same way, the brahma vit sreshta, one who knows that I am Brahman, he is Brahman alone, nothing else. He is not no more jiva. He is no more jiva. He is Brahman. Now comes 557.
Yatra kvapi vishirnam sata.
Yatra kvapi vishirnam sata.
Parnamiva tarur vapuh patanat. Parnamiva tarur vapuh patanat. Brahmi bhutasya yate prageva.
Brahmi bhutasya yate prageva.
Tachid agni nadagtham. Tachid agni nadagtham. Yatra kvapi vishirnam sata. Parnamiva tarur vapuh patanat. Brahmi bhutasya yate prageva. Tachit agni nadagtham.
Yatra kvapi visirnam satparnam evataroh. Beauty of Vivek Chudamani is that whatever example Shankaracharya has given, all from the nature. And even today, we can see that. Taro means of a tree. Of a tree. Visirnam satparnam. Parnam is the leaf. In the fall, we see all the leaves of the tree, they fall. It's natural. Every year it is happening. But that does not matter to tree. Tree is not affected by when all the
leaves
they fall. Tree is still alive. Bapu patatat, same way, bapu patatat, the Brahmi bhutasya yate. Yate means the sage. Sage whose body falls. His body falls. He is also not affected. Like the tree is not affected when the leaves fall. Similarly, the jnani, he is not affected when the body falls. Why so? Prak eva tachit agnina dagdam. Prak, before the fall of body. What he has done? He has burnt his body by the fire of knowledge. Burnt his body by fire of knowledge means what? He has burnt the identification with the gross body and subtle body. He didn't burn gross body to ashes by real fire. It was the fire of knowledge. And what the knowledge says? You are not this body. You are Atman. You are Brahman. Therefore, Jnani has disidentified with the body. While living, he is disidentified. So like a leaf can fall anywhere, let the body fall anywhere. In Tattvabodh you have seen, whether it falls in Kasi or whether it falls in a dog eater, so does not matter. Kabir says, marta marta jag gaya, maru na jana koi. Marta marta jag gaya, jnanis, all the jnanis. Continuously they are dying. But nobody knows how to die. If somebody knows how to die so that after that there is no more death, that is the real death. No more death. Aisa marna jo mare bahur na aana hoy. We should learn how to die. After that, there was no more death after that. Last mrityu. What does it mean? Raise yourself from the body consciousness. Disidentify from the body consciousness. Gurudev says, the tree is found to have no identification with the leaves that have fallen off. The man of perfection has as much identification with body as a tree has with a fallen leaf. Even before a leaf falls off, it becomes useless to the tree, for it has already yellowed and dried up. It still clings to the tree because it has no energy to fall off. When the strong autumn breeze carries it away, the tree is not worried about it or its destiny. For long ago, it had ceased to be of any use to it. Jnani bodies are like that only. And Tapovan Maharaj lived that. In Uttarkashi, he was sick. Our Gurudev went, I will take you to Delhi for treatment. No. What is to be done, I have done. Lord Death is waiting for 70 years. Jane de isko. He did not come down to Delhi for treatment. And what is to be attained in this life? Attained. Similarly, the man of perfection, even before realization, has burned down his identification with the body in the fire kindled by the knowledge. Everywhere, whether you study Gita, Bhagavatam, Ramayana, or any Vedanta, only they will tell you, disidentify, disidentify, disidentify. Yes. It is of no consequence if such a body which no more serves any useful purpose falls off. Good riddance of bad rubbish. Okay, next verse.
Sadatmani Brahmani Tishtato Munehe.
Sadatmani Brahmani Tishtato Munehe.
Purnadvayanandamayatmana Sada.
Purnadvayanandamayatmana
Sada. Nadesha Kalat Yuchita Pratiksha. Nadesha kalat yuchita pratiksha twang mangsa vitpinda visarjanaya twang mangsa vitpinda visarjanaya sadatmani brahmani tishthato munehe purnadvayananda mayatmana sada nadesha kalat uchita pratiksha Tvang mang savit pinda visarjanaya.
Sada atmani brahmani tishtata muni. That muni, the sage, he, how is it tishtata, how is it established, how is it abiding? Sada atmani, always is thinking that I am this atman, I am this brahman. After having this knowledge, he is abiding in that knowledge. What is abiding in this knowledge? Remember. Abundance in knowledge means remembering continuously that I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. That is abundance in Brahman. Sada atmani brahmani tishtata mune. And what is that atman? Purna, infinite, advaya, non-dual, anandamaya, full of bliss. Atmana sada, that atma is always non-dual, infinite, and blissful. So that muni does not worry the death of the body. He knows it will happen. Whether it is Ekadasi or Purnima or Amavasya, whether the Uttarayan or Dakshinayan, does not matter to him. Whether it is Kasi or Prayag or the Chandal South, does not matter to him. Or time, Brahma Muhurat, आई एम डाइंग आफ्टर ब्रह्म मुहूर्त, क्या होगा मेरा? नो, और द सर्कमस्टांसेस, शुड आई डाई ऑन द बेड और शुड आई लाई डाउन ऑन द फ्लोर बिफोर डेथ, such circumstances should be there. No, he is not worried about all these things. For him, the body is already gone. It will drop when the prarabdha ends. We all know, prarabdha pushyati bapu, already Shankaracharya said. Prarabdha will keep this body. So what is this body for jnani? Fourth line. Twang, mans, bit, पिंड विसर्जनाय, विसर्जनाय. व्हाट इज दिस? दिस इज ट्वंग स्किन, मांस फ्लैश विथ एक्सक्रीमेंट एंड पिंड विसर्जनाय. दिस इज फिट फॉर गिविंग अप. सी हाउ इज थिंकिंग, इज थिंकिंग दिस इज ए बंडल ऑफ फिल्थ ओनली, वेरी नाइसली पैक्ड. So he does not wait for the appropriate days and call for giving up this bundle of skin, flesh and filth. It is garbage for him. We don't see any days call. Do we see any days call to throw our garbage? Sometime before going to office, we throw it at 5 a.m. in the garbage dustbin. It is different here that the collection is only once a week. Or if you want twice a week, different. Normally it is once a week. But India, throw anytime, anywhere. You don't have to see, consult a pandit. Should I put it now? Should I see the kal time? Sabere bheje ki saam ko de? No, we don't see all these things here. Jnani will not say that he will give up his body at 3 a.m. in Brahma Muhurat. He will not say that. In Dasbodh it is said, one who is not born, why should he worry about the death? How death will come? Not worried. He gives up the body anywhere, anytime, and is unconcerned whether eaten by dog or worshipped. It is no importance to him. Those who give importance to body, they are dull-minded, they are deluded. Sadhu died in jungle. Animals eat his body. बी में से, अरे उसका श्राद्ध नहीं हुआ, अरे देखो कोई नहीं था उसका. बट साधु वाज रियलाइज, इट डज नॉट मैटर टू हिम व्हाट हैपेंस टू हिज बॉडी देयर आफ्टर. भीष्म वाज वेटिंग फॉर द मकर संक्रांति इन उत्तरायण. रियल फैक्ट दैट ही वॉन्टेड टू सी भगवान. ही वॉन्टेड टू सी भगवान एंड he wanted to chant Vishnu Sahasranam for him. He was waiting for that opportunity. He was already had the Ichhamrityu. So now the question comes, is the death of the body real mukti? Gurudev says, an individual who has a reflective mind and who remains in the experience of Brahman, the Self, everywhere enjoys unbroken bliss. Many times I have said that Jnani's vision has changed. There is no outer sign, only vision has changed. He sees Asti Bhati Priya first and Naam Roop second. A Jnani sees Naam Roop first and Asti Bhati Priya. He cannot see. Only this much vision has changed. Such an individual who has become one with the Brahman even while living will not wait for an appropriate time and place for dying. He does not anticipate all these things. He does not depend upon the time, place, circumstances, etc. Oh, this circumstance would happen, then I will die. No. He has no problem like the bundle of flesh and the fecal matter packed in a sack of skin. Where should I throw? At what time should I throw it? Who should be the witness when I throw it, etc.? Really speaking, the decent thing is to throw away the filthy thing when nobody is looking your way.
देहस्य मोक्षो नो मोक्षः
देहस्य मोक्षो नो मोक्षः न दण्डस्य कमण्डलोः अविद्या हृदय ग्रन्थि मोक्षो मोक्षो यतस्ततः मोक्षो मोक्षो यतस्ततः देहस्य मोक्षो नो मोक्षः न दण्डस्य कमण्डलोः अविद्या हृदय ग्रन्थि मोक्षो मोक्षो यतस्ततः.
There is one na extra in the first line. You can drop it. Na dandasya kamandalo. Not na dandasya na kamandalo. So what is mukti? What is real mukti? Dehasya moksha na moksha. Death of the body is not mukti. Death of the gross body is not mukti. Dehasya moksha na moksha. Na dandasya na kamandalo. If there is a sannyasi, don't think giving up the danda, the stick, or the kamandalu, the water pot. Just giving up the danda and kamandalu is not mukti. So Shankaracharya is covering both sannyasi and grihasthi. Many times we think, oh, mukti, after death it will happen. Many people think like that. It will happen. No, it will not happen. Why? Subtle body will continue. You know all this thing now. It is the gross body will drop. Subtle body is still there. So, dehasya moksho na dandasya na kamandalo. So, in the sadhu samaj, they think when they give up this danda or kamandalu, oh, mukti ho gaya mera. Then what is real moksha? What is real mukti? Abidya, hriday, granti, moksha, moksha, yatah tata. True liberation is the destroying of the hearts of the knot formed by the ignorance. Abidya, granti, you have heard this name many times. What is this knot apart? Abidya, kama, karma. Abidya, vasana. Because of that vasana, because that is abidya, the kama, desire comes. Why desire comes? I want to be sukhi. I am now dukhi. And our ignorance of avidya is that I don't know I am Sachidananda. I don't need anything. This is ignorance. Since I don't know my true nature that I am Brahman, I am Sachidananda, because of this ignorance, I want to be sukhi. I have got a desire in the intellect. And I decide that if I get this land, if I get this property, if I get this being, if I get this person, I will be happy. And we act outside in the world to become happy. And we never became permanently happy. Our own experience. So Shankaracharya says, avidya hriday granti moksha. If you are able to destroy this hriday granti, and earlier we have discussed this point very in much detail. Karma is the grossest. Subtler than karma is kaam, desire in the intellect. Subtler than that is the vasana, avidya. But the root cause is avidya. Unless you treat this root, avidya, kaam and karma will continue. Avidya kaam, karma vidya kaam. This is anarthkari parampara. We are all in that. We have to cut. How you will cut? Cut avidya. How to cut avidya? Get vidya. By vidya you can remove the ignorance. Ignorance of what? Ignorance of our true nature. When avidya is there, what happens? We say, aham idam sariram, aham dhani, I am sukhi, aham dukhi, I am sukhi, I am this body. This is all avidya. When the knowledge happens, these thoughts will not arise in your mind at all. I am body, I am sukhi, I am dukhi. No,
These thoughts will not arise.
Vidyate hridayaganti chidyante sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte parabari.
We have seen this verse many times. Tasmin drishte parabari. Gurudev says,
liberation from the body is no liberation. If the destruction of the body is liberation, it would be easiest to employ a length of rope.
Bahut easy hai. Ek rassi le aao, pankhe se latak jao.
Very easy. You don't have to do satsang and study anything. What you need is only a rope. Or to fling it into a river. Or under an oncoming train.
Why study for 25 years Vedant, Vedant, Vedant? If you think destruction of body will give you mukti, very easy methods are available.
Why struggle at all? Nature will one day take it away. To free oneself from the physical body is not liberation. For one will continue to exist in the subtle and the causal body. Now you understand.
Because the subtle and causal body will continue. We cannot destroy causal body.
Causal body can be destroyed only by
knowledge, by vidya.
The staff, the danda and the water bowl, kamandalu are a sannyasi's accoutrement. These he throws away when he becomes a paribrajak sannyasin. A paribrajak is one who moves about from place to place. Liberation from the danda and the kamandalu is not liberation. Just as by throwing away the physical body, one does not become spiritual. The liberation consists of freedom from the knots of the heart, hridayaganti, ignorance, avidya, desire, kaam, action, karma. These three knots must be cut asunder. Then it matters not whether one has a body and possession or not.
What is mukti? Cut hridayaganti. What is hridayaganti? Avidya kaam karma. Anarthkari parampara. What is avidya? Not knowing my true nature. What is my true nature? How I will come to know?
You have to study. You have to come to satsang. You will come to know the nature of that Atman.
When you come to know, then the avidya is gone. Now I have to abide in that. Abide in that means what? Always remember. Remember what? I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman. This is abidance. Simple.
Kullayam atha nadyam va.
Kullayam atha nadyam va.
Shivakshetre pi chatvare.
Shivakshetre pi chatvare.
Parnam patati chettena.
Parnam patati chettena.
Taroh kim nu shubha shubham.
Taroh kim nu shubha shubham.
Kullayam atha nadyam va. Kshivakshetre pi chatvare. Parnam patati chettena. Taroh kim nu shubha shubham.
It does not matter to Jivan Mukta where this body will be from. It does not matter at all.
Parnam patati. In the third path, you will find parnam patiti chet. If the leaf falls, kulyayam, where? It may be a stream. Kulyayam. Atha or nadyam, or it may be in the river. Va sivachetre, or in a place consecrated to Siva. Api chatvare, or at the crossroad.
If you want to see this, you come to Yamunotri. The fall time. Breeze comes and all these dry leaves, they run from this side to that side. Some goes into the pond. Some try to enter our gate. They want to come inside. Every time you'll find such a heap. Those who come first, they will see. They come and clean it. Remove it. They want to enter Siva Kshetre. They want to enter the temple. Or some go to the across the road. The bridge will take to the road also. So what to tree? Usko kya hai? Kahan gaya? Nahi gaya? Doesn't matter to the tree.
Tena taro kim nau subha subha rasum, whether the leaf goes to subha place or asubha place. It does not matter to tree. Kuch nahi hota hai. Same way, jnani here is compared to the taro. Jnani is like a tree and the body is like a leaf. Like the tree is unconcerned about the leaf, where it is going, whether it is going to the temple or it is on the crossroad or it is being crushed. What is happening? Not concerned. Similarly, jnani is also like that. But a jnani, he thinks, how the body dropped, what happened, you know, all these things they think about. But what really matters is Antakale Narayan Smriti. What is to be seen? Antakale Narayan Smriti Vakini. Did he remember Narayan or not? Whether he died in jungle or anywhere, whether he did he remember Narayan at that time? Ya vritti sa akriti. What was the last vritti? What was the last thought? Similarly, you will get the akar. Many times we have explained, last vritti matters. Last vritti matters. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, antakale cha mahaviva smarana mukta kalevaram ya prayati sadmat bhavam yati na astra sansaya. So long the jeev bhav is there, we will be all thinking about are kaam arenge, people go to the Kashi. Or I will go to the Prayag. But the jnani is not concerned about all these things. The leaves of a tree fall off in autumn. One leaf may fall into a gutter, one into a river, one at a crossroad, a fourth into Ganges, and yet another may fly, drift in breeze, and land in Shiva temple. What has the tree got to do with them? Let the body fall down anywhere, whenever it's prarabdha ends. If the people around want a little more satisfaction, let them burn it. It is not for the jnani's satisfaction. It is for the satisfaction of all the jnani's. If they want, let them burn. Else let it rot and stink. What have I got to do with it? Jnani has already disidentified with the body. He is unconcerned. Next.
Patrasa puspasa phalasa nashavada. Patrasa puspasa phalasa nashavada. Dehendriya pranadhyam vinashah. Dehendriya pranadhyam vinashah. Naivatmana svasya sadatmakasya. Naivatmana svasya sadatmakasya. Anandakrite vrikshavadasti chaishah. Anandakrite vrikshavadasti chaishah. Patrasya pushpasya phalasya nashavada. Dehendriya pranadhyam vinashah. Naivatmana svasya sadatmakasya. Anandakrite vrikshavadasti chaishah.
Patrasya puspasya phalasya nasvat. Patrasya of leaf. Of leaf. Puspasya of a flower. Phalasya of a fruit. Nasvat like a destruction. Like a destruction of leaf, flower and fruit, they did not have any effect on the tree. Same way, deha indriya prana dhyam vinasa. Same way, deha, this body, gross body, indriya, senses, prana, dhyam, intellect, destruction of all these. Na eva svasya sadatmakasya, the self, the internal reality, is never affected. When the gross body drops, it is never affected. Many times we have seen, seen never affects seer, dhrigdhrishya vivek. Then who are you? Anandakrite vrichavata sticha esa. I am embodiment of bliss.
This Atman, the Jnani, is the embodiment of bliss. Like a Brichvat. Brichvat, like the tree, not affected with the flower, fruits, or the leaves when they fall down. So here Atman is compared to the tree. Leaf, flower, fruits fall. Tree is not affected. Same way, body, prana, intellect, they all fall. Atman is not affected. Taruvar kehta hai path se, suno hamari baat. Taruvar kehta hai path se. The tree is saying to leaf. They are talking, you know. Tree is talking to the leaf. Listen to my talk. Let me tell you one thing. Ek aavat hai, jaavat hai, yahi hamari reet. Ye aata hai, jata hai. Ek aavat hai, jaavat hai, yahi hamari reet. This is custom. Then you can, again, if you want to expand, you can say, the leaf may say, ab ke bichhde kab milenge? You may ask the tree, ab phir kab milenge? But it never will happen. Ab ke bichhde kab milenge? Never happen. So body, prana, indriya, dhiya are like leaf, fruits and flowers of a tree for Jivan Mukta. He is not associated, hence does not suffer. But a jnani, he suffers. Gurudev says, when the leaf, the flower, and the fruit fall off, nothing happens to the tree. They are all its fulfillment. But the tree is separate from all these. Similarly, is the vinash of the body, the sense organs, the vitality, and the intellect. When they all die and fall away, I still exist. Even in the dead body, the existence is there. Body is dead, but existence is there. Still Satchidananda is there, but it is not expressing in the dead body. Why? Subtle body has gone. Because Satchidananda can reflect only in subtle body, not in gross body. Like the sun can reflect in water, which is subtler than earth, which is gross. We don't see any reflection on earth of sun. It is gross. But we see the reflection in the water. When the subtle body goes away, there is no more reflection. Since no reflection, body becomes gross, body becomes dead. Just as the tree survives after the fallen leaf, the fallen flowers and the fallen fruit, the pure, eternal, infinite consciousness which knows no destruction survives the body and the intellect. Asti is still there in the dead body, remember. Body is, we say. Next.
Pragyana ghana ityatma. Pragyana ghana ityatma. Lakshanam satya suchakam. Lakshanam satya suchakam. Anudyopadhikasseva. Anudyopadhikasseva. Kathayanti vinashanam. Kathayanti vinashanam. Pragyana ghana ityatma lakshanam satya suchakam anudyopadhikasseva kathayanti vinashanam.
Pragyana ghana iti atma lakshanam satya suchakam. All the scriptures say that what is this atman? It is pragyana ghana. Pragyana ghana, embodiment of consciousness or homogeneous consciousness. Pragyana ghana. We say na pragyanam brahma. One mahavakya is there. Pragyanam brahma. Anudya, having established opadhikasya eva kathayanti vinasam. So having established its reality, the Shastra speaks of the destruction of the apparent conditioning. The Shastra tells about the Atman and the Anatman. Anatman, Shastra says, it will destroy. Atman, indestructible. And what is this Atman? Pragyanagan. Pragyanagan. How to understand Pragyanagan?
take a rock of salt, It is salt inside, outside. It is a salt ghan. Break it, it is salt inside. Outside, salt. Similarly, that Atman is pragyanagan, homogeneous bliss or embodiment of consciousness. Gurudev says, pragyanagan is the word used by the Yajnavalk in the Vridhyaranyaka Upanishad. He indicates the nature of the reality by using this word. Pragyanagan means a homogeneous mass of consciousness where there is nothing other than it. It points out the eternal reality that survives all destruction. It is that which was, is, and shall ever be. Trikal Satyam, past, present, and future, it will always remain. That reality is the self in the individual, which is the self in the whole universe. Madatma Sarvabhutatma. Myself is in the self everywhere. Pragyanagan also indicates that infinite eternal reality which is all pervading within and without, which survived the destruction of all other things in the universe, consisting of names and forms, emotions and thought. The state of existence transcending all the equipment is pointed out as Pragyanagan. The vision of the world that we have today ends with the experience of the reality. The vision of the world ends. When we come out from dream number one, we come to the Turiya state, then dream number one is also gone. Next.
Avinashi Vareyam.
Avinashi Vareyam.
Atmeti Shrutiratmanah.
Atmeti Shrutiratmanah.
Prabravitya Vinashitvam.
Prabravitya Vinashitvam.
Vinashatsu Vikarishu.
Vinashatsu Vikarishu.
Avinashi vare ayam atmeti shrutiratmanah prabravitta vinashitvam vinashatsu vikarishu.
It is from Vridhyaranyaka Upanishad. Avinashi, indestructible, immortal. Vah, are, oh dear, you don't know. It is said in the Shruti, Prabhavit. What is said? I am Atma, this self is Avinashi. This Atma is indestructible. It is immortal. Shruti, iti Shruti, thus said in the Shruti. And how is living in this world? Avinashitvam vinashatsu vikarisu. The whole world which is finite, which is vikari, which is perishing, vinashatsu vikari, it is inside that. So infinite is infinite. That abhikari is in bhikari. That abhikari, indestructible, is in this finite world also. So Avinashi is staying in Vinashi. So in life we find, see two things. That I am saying from the day one. There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. Atma is Avinashi and Anatma is Vinashi. All Anatma Vastu is Vinashi. And in all this Vinashi Vastu, he is the substratum of all this Vinashi. We all know this thing. So, Avivaktam cha bhutesu, vivaktam ivicha sthitam. In Bhagavad Gita I find. He is Avivakta, a mass of homogeneous existence, bliss. It cannot be divided into parts, but it appears to be in each and every being, as if divided. We feel that Atman in me is different from your Atman is different. No, it is one and same.
everywhere. Acha, aisa hai ki, you have got the Atman, I have got the Atman. What about the space in between? Is there Atman there? We get this doubt. Therefore, Akhandanand Maharaj said, thasa thas bhara hua hai. Itna thasa thas bhara hua hai, it cannot move anywhere. So in the space also it is there. Everywhere Atman is there. How do I know? Chetragya chapi mam vidhi, chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita. The knower in you, I am that. It is a Mahavakya of Bhagavad Gita. Mahavakya. Tattvamasi. Are bahar kaun dekhte ho? Chetragya chapi mam buddhi. You are that. Gurudev used to give the example of the lighthouse. In Kindle life you will find. Lighthouse. It's giving light to everything. The waves come, they come and crash. But it's not affected by it. Lighthouse is not affected by that. Abhinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvamitam tatam. In Bhagavad Gita again it comes. That Abhinashi pervades everything of the world. That Abhinashi pervades everything of the world. How he pervades? By the principle of existence. You all know that. So Atma living in the perishable and changing does not become perishable and changing. Everything is being, we see, is born and dying. But Atma, na jayate miriyate va kadachi. Na jayate miriyate. And Upanishad said, Atma vare drashtabhya, srotabhya, mantabhya, nidhiti asitabhya. This should be done. So Gurudev says, in same Upanishad, Vridhana Krishna, Yajnavalkya advises his wife Maitri by saying, that self is indestructible, that immutable reality is the self, my dear. That self is with all of us, indestructible. By so saying, the Upanishad indicates the immutability of the Atman. Destruction can only come to Anatman. All Anatman things are Vinashi and Atma, Abhinashi. Abhinashi and Vinashi, both we have got. Both we have got. In the midst of the change, it is changeless. Our body is changing, but the Atman, changeless. It is the light of the consciousness in which all changes take place. That consciousness has no involvement in the destruction. That consciousness has no involvement in the destruction. In Bhagavad Gita we have seen, Atma is not karta or karita. Karita means it never prompts others also. It himself is not doer and never prompts. Atman is inside, but never prompts us to see this and this, hear this and that. No. Next.
Pashana vriksha trinadhanya katanga karadhya. Pashana vriksha trinadhanya katanga karadhya. Dagdha bhavanti himrideva yatha tathaiva. Dagdha bhavanti himrideva yatha tathaiva. Dehendriya sumanayadi samasta drishyam. Dehendriya sumanayadi samasta drishyam. Jnanagni dagdham upayati paratma bhavam. Jnanagni dagdham upayati paratma bhavam. Pashana vriksha trinadhana kadanga karadhya. Dagdha bhavanti himrideva yatha tathaiva. Dehendriya sumanayadi samasta drishyam. Jnanagni dagdham upayati paratma bhavam.
Come to the second line. Dagdha bhavanti hi mrid eva yatha tathaiva. Dagdha burn, bhavanti become, he indeed mrid. Whatever you burn, it become ash. Whatever you burn, it become ash. Same way, what are the things that are burned? The gifts. Now come to the line one. Paashan, stone. Paashan, briksha, a tree. Trina, a straw. Dhanya, grain. Kankar, husk. Adya, anything else. Put in the fire. It will be ash only. Colorless. So these items are, when burnt, all become ash, clay. So our body will also become one day. You take 180 pounds in the crematorium, they will give you 50 gram. When you come back, they will give you 50 gram only. This is a remnant. Then we take it to for the prabha. Le lo Ganga ji chalo, prabha karo, and this and that. Reduced to that. Everything is the same. माटी कहे कुमार से तू काय रोंदे मोए, एक दिन ऐसा आएगा मैं रोंदूंगी तोए. माटी कहे कुमार से, द पॉटर, व्हेन ही हैज टू मेक एनी पॉट, व्हाट ही हैज टू, ही हैज टू प्रिपेयर दैट क्ले, यू नो. तो व्हेन ही प्रिपेयर्स द क्ले, ही हैज टू नीड, लाइक विथ हिज फीट ही नीड्स दैट. ही मिक्सेस समथिंग एंड दैट ही मेक्स द क्ले सुटेबल फॉर मेकिंग अ फॉर्म. लाइक यू नीड आटा इन होम, suitable for making chapati. So he also need pao se. You know why bread is called in India pavaroti? In one once upon a time they used to knead that maida with the pao, you know. So much of that, how you can do it? Pavaroti. तो माटी कहे कुमार से तू क्या रोंदे मोए, अरे व्हाट आर यू डूइंग, एक दिन ऐसा आएगा मैं रोंदूंगी तो यू विल कम हियर, यू विल बिकम एस. सी देर आर भजन्स, डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ भजन, मेनी भजन्स आर देयर. सब मिट्टी में मिल जाएगा. राम नाम के हीरे मोती, यावर स्वामी अद्वैतानंद जी, अद्वैतानंद जी, राम नाम के हीरे मोती कंचन काया मिट्टी में मिल जाएगी, एंड ऑल दैट which you are keeping is so nicely, beautifully, kanchan kaya, mitti ho jayegi. So what we have to do, we have to burn while living. Burn by living, not literally. Not literally. Deh indriyasu man adi samastram drishyam. Drishyam. Shankaracharya say, deh indriya asu means prana, man adi samast drishyam, it all can be seen. All can be seen. Jnanagni dagdam. So whatever is seen is vikari and vinashi, we know na. Yad drishyam tad jadam. Whatever is seen is inert. Whatever is seen is inert. And whatever is inert is vikari, it is modifying. Whatever is vikari is vinashi. It will destroy one day. Whatever is destroyed is mithya. It is mithya, limited in one period of time. And whatever is mithya is asat. It is not sat. Sat means which stays in three period of time. Mithya is limited in one period of time. Therefore, asat. Jnana agni dagdam upayanti paratma bhavam. So if by jnana, by the fire of the knowledge, if you burn it, then what will happen? Upayanti paratma bhavam, you attain the state of Supreme Self. You can destroy finite and vinashi. You cannot destroy Atman. So with jnana agni, we get disconnected with all drishya. With jnana agni, we disidentify with our equipment, body, mind and intellect. After knowledge, deha, mana, prana, etc. are with me, but they are not real to me. Now I know. What is real? Atman is real. Other than Atman, everything? Unreal.
unreal. They become like a roasted seed, which will not germinate. If you sow a roasted seed, nothing will come out. In Vedanta, we say it is the badhit vritti. It is false. It is false. After knowledge, we say, yes, this is badhit vritti. I am not giving importance to that. For jnani, this deya, mana, buddhi, etc., they have become false. They are not real to him. He knows this is vinashi and vikari. Like when we go to cinema hall, we go with the badhit vritti. We know this is false. It is for entertainment only. It is for entertainment. It's only for those who are identified when the heroine dies. Then a jnani like me, he will cry. Or when the hero dies, a jnani like aunties will cry. Identified with the hero and the heroine. If I don't identify, lot of people, they don't cry. Why? They are not identified. They know this fellow will be again outside. He is living. He is not dead. So with the jnana, illusory nature of the world becomes very clear. Very clear. Gurudev says, as long as it exists, a stone is a stone, a tree is a tree, a leaf is a leaf, but when they are burnt, they all become nothing but ashes. The tongue of fire scorches the name, the shape, the quality, etc. of whatever it licks. What is left is only ashes. Similarly, the whole world of objects, the body, senses, organs, mind, which are seen, felt, and thought of, when inquired into, are found to be nothing but the self. If the entire world of perception, the kshetra, is burnt in the fire of understanding and awakening, what remains is the self alone. When the identification with the BMI is burnt down, identification is to be burned down, not actually you have to burn BMI. The OATR no more felt when all this world consisting of the name and forms is burnt in the fire of realization, the self alone remains. Because self is indestructible, abhinasi. Next.
Vilakshanam yatha dvantam.
Vilakshanam yatha dvantam.
Liyate bhanu tejasi. Liyate bhanu tejasi. Tathaiva sakalam drishyam.
Tathaiva sakalam drishyam.
Brahmani praviliyate. Brahmani praviliyate. Vilakshanam yatha dvantam, liyate bhanu tejasi, tathaiva sakalam drishyam, brahmani praviliyate.
Vilakshanam yatha dvantam, liyate bhanu tejasi. Dvantam, dvantam is the darkness. Vilakshanam is different. Bhanu tejasi, bhanu is sun. So darkness and sun, they are altogether different. Altogether different. So property of the light and darkness altogether different. In darkness we can't study. In the light we can't sleep. In darkness we can't study. In the light we can't sleep. But when the sun rises with its rays of sun, darkness disappears. It merges into sunlight. Kahan gaya darkness? It's not that somewhere it ran away. It's not that darkness has gone and hidden itself. It merges into sun. So one darkness complained to Brahmaji, this sun is culprit. So whenever I am there, when sun comes, I have to run away. I have to run away. Please do something. Brahmaji told son about the darkness complaint. Son accepted the complaint and said, it is my fault, sir. Aap unko bulaiye darkness ko. I will prostrate. I will hold the feet of darkness. Please ask to come. But it's not possible. Tatha eva sakalam drishyam brahmani ye praviliyate. So to the entire objective universe vanishes into Brahma. Vanishes into Brahma.
like the dream number two vanishes into the waking mind. Similarly, the whole drishya, what is the objective world, is there. Everything is merged. In deep sleep, whole world is merged, it's not there. In samadhi, whole world is merged, it's not there when we are in samadhi. Before sunrise, there is a massive darkness all around, grinning its horror and frightening all weak mind. As the sun rises in the blazing light of the Lord of the day, the darkness gets completely wiped out. When one awakens to from dream, the dreams get merged in the waker's mind. In the same way, the ignorance, avidya, its consequent misapprehension, jagat, disappear in the effulgent light of infinite truth. From the state of Turiya, there is no dream number one also. Om Purnamada Purnamidam
Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
There is one announcement. We just know, we studied now. Yadrisham tad jalam tad vikari tad vinasi tad mitya tad asat. Yadrisham, whatever you see, Janat. So, you all are seeing us, na? We are all drishya. It is jada. Gross body, subtle body is all inert only. Vikari, it modifies. So in our life also modification has come. What is the modification? Modification is that we are moving from Chinmaya Mission Yamunotri to Chinmaya Mission Ganapati in Minneapolis. When? After the end of this Bal Vihar session. We have got the graduation ceremony on 12th of June. So we are here up to 12th of June. On 30 June, we will be moving to Minneapolis. We thank you all for all your support, for all your encouragement. Because of your presence, we are discussing. We are able to share our thoughts on Vivek Chudamani. And with another two classes, it will end also. It is your patience, your encouragement that helped us to share our thoughts on this. Thank you.